Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your brother like none other, the one like Z to the I to the N, and you're tuned in to Revolutionary Radio with my comrade, Viva Fidel. Holla Black.
Peace, what's going on, world? We are live right here, back at you, another session, another semester, Viva Fidel, Revolutionary Radio, connecting you with comrades from all over the globe. Each and every time, we always tell you right out the gate, make sure you check the archive episodes. Dig through the previous episodes. You never know who you might find. Make sure you grab your pen and papers. Never sleep an episode right here, right now. We like to always tell you, make sure you check out our partners, TimeToShineAtlanta.com, time the number TimeToShineAtlanta.com. Find out about the indie concert series in Atlanta, GA, sponsored by Viva Fidel Revolutionary Radio and a lot of other great people involved, Urban Female Entertainment, Moon Legend. It happens every second Thursday. The next one coming up is July 14th, 2011 at Apache Cafe. That's downtown Atlanta, GA. You know how it go. Every second Thursday. Get your chance to shine. Get your chance to get involved. IndieHeat.com. My man Soap is always there making it hot. ATLNightSpots.com is always there. It's a banger every time. I'm guaranteeing you right now, if you want to get your artist or your label or your promotional company involved, please make sure you reach out, time the number TimeToShineAtlanta.com. The next one coming up on the 14th, like I said, and you'd be surprised. It's an actual concert series. This time it's a hip-hop edition with no tracks, just live band to be in the house, plenty of different performers doing the favorites of the 90s and before that, you know what I'm saying? Some of the old schools, just tribute to hip-hop in the 90s, and it's just going to be love. And I guarantee you right now, we want to make sure you check that out. Big shout out to Moo Legend once again for making it all possible and holding it down and bringing a lot of artists and promoters, networkers, professionals, business people, bringing them together in one place. And it's bigger than just the music. It's bigger than just the showcase. You know, our unity is very powerful. There's a lot of power in numbers, and even our independent artists and our promoters and our independent professionals, entrepreneurs that have came on this show, they'll tell you over and over again, in all different aspects, is power in numbers. So with that collective power and with that collective conversation, once we start getting together and building the right positive minds and we move in one direction, it's a lot bigger than just the music and the performances. So I'm telling you right now, check it out. Time, the number TimeToShineAtlanta.com. I got guests on the line already. I'm really, really, really excited today because I got a chance to check out the Time to Shine artists that are with me today to chop it up. And I was like, wow. Like really just been rocking out to their music for the last couple hours, honestly. And so I'm more than excited. I meet so many great independent artists and minds, artists that come through the show every time, from the Time to Shine experience in Atlanta, to tell about the showcase, to tell about a little bit of their background, a little bit about where they come from and their story of how they got to the point where they are in music and in professional promotion of their brand and where they plan on taking it and how they plan on doing that. We share a lot of jewels as far as resources, as far as solutions. How do we make these things happen as independent artists, as consumers, as a community? It's all tied in together. So right now I will welcome Miguel Moore and Athena Renee. Y'all both on the line?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Wow. Greatness. How y'all doing?
I'm fine, brother.
I'm great, Fidel.
Great. I'm glad to have y'all right quick. I appreciate y'all taking y'all time to chop it up with me right quick. Ladies first, we'll holler at Athena Renee on the line. Introduce yourself to my audience and shoot out your contact info. Like, do the whole spiel out the gate. Let them know who you are and what you do, ma.
All right. So my name is Athena Renee, a.k.a. Wisdom Reborn, a.k.a. Latanya Deloach, a.k.a. Queen of hip-hop soul, new face to hip-hop soul, I would say.
Yes.
And my contact information, you can catch me on Facebook, Athena Renee 1, Twitter, Athena Renee 1, and hit up my website, AthenaRenee.com. And in
Fresh.
Order to contact me, you can email AthenaRenee1@gmail.com, and you can call me for booking. This is for shows, songwriting, collabs, appearances, anything. If you want to talk real business, serious inquiries only, call 678-671-0151. That's 678-671-0151.
Appreciate that. She laid it all out for you. A lot of my listeners, they write online as we are, and so they can check out those links right away and follow along with what you're saying. I stopped along on your YouTube page, and I was there for a minute just rocking out. So I just want to tell you, you got good vibrations going on, and what you're doing is real strong. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you even got involved in music, and then lead into how it became something real serious that you started to pursue on a professional level.
Well, I'm a country girl. I'm from a small spot in Georgia, southeast Georgia, called Douglas, Georgia. And it's nothing to do but to sing or play basketball, and I did both. Mm. So basically, I sang, and then one of the people over Georgia Mass Choir heard about me, and they came to my little town and auditioned me, and then that's when I actually got the gig with Georgia Mass Choir. I started leading songs and touring with Georgia Mass Choir before I went to college. I wanted a backup plan, so I went to college. And then after college and going to corporate America, you know, excelling in that, I decided I wanted to come back to music, and since then it's been on and popping. I just brought the, you know, corporate mentality, the workaholic mentality from corporate America to the music world, and it's been on ever since November 2010. You know, I just been working really, really hard at it.
Wow. So you said something very interesting and very critical. I know a lot of artists, and not only artists, but entrepreneurs, period, can relate to when you said, you know, you went through the grind of the corporate, and then you kind of took that step to get back to your music. What you said was the critical part was get back to your music, because a lot of times we get lost, you know, in the hustle and bustle, whether it be jobs or so on and so forth, and we get straight away from what we really may want to pursue that may be deep down inside of us or something that may be with us as a child. So tell us about that transition and how you actually did it and what worked for you and what can you offer to other people that may be right there standing in those two places right now.
Well, how it worked for me, well, basically, at this month, in 2010, I was actually being promoted personally by the CEO of the company. I had just made the company over $500,000. And basically, I was doing it. I was making good money and everything. But then someone that I love very dearly, you know, it was a surprise to everybody. She had cancer. And that made me reevaluate. Am I doing really what I want to do? If I can make money in anything if I put my mind to it. So do I really want it for the rest of my life? I mean, I have a financial and accounting background, and I love numbers, but I love music as well. So that episode in my life when I lost her made me think life is short, you know, and if I can touch people with my voice, I'll be a happy camper, you know. That'll be something that will be fulfilling to my spirit and my soul more than just, you know, the money aspect of it. So I decided to make music my full-time gig, I guess, and I started hustling. You know, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to go, what to do, but I knew that I had a goal in mind. So basically I started just going, getting in the underground scene, getting to know who I need to know, hearing who I, you know, like, you need to get to know this person. You need to get to listening instead of talking all the time. And basically I found, it's a lot of information you can learn in the underground, and everybody's willing to help you. So if you just ask and get over your arrogance, you know, most likely, you know, people will lend a hand out to you and tell you what you need to do. You need to do this, 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 and this. And basically that's what I'm doing. I'm just performing. Get your music together, get your performance, you know, how your routines are together. Put something on YouTube. Use your social media for anything, you know, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Make sure you get a website. that is one thing I find that a lot of talented artists do not have. They have MySpace, but they don't have their own website, and I would suggest that too. And, you know, just connect with the people. Don't be scared to go and hug people and talk to them, because they, if they like your music, they're going to tell you. So that's what I'm learning, and it's been going so good ever since November
2010. Wow. That's great. That's great, and we salute you, and we definitely stand behind your mission to motivate others and to just step out there and conquer the fears of, you know, everything else in the world and follow what's inside of you. And that's big, and we appreciate you sharing your little piece of your story as far as, you know, overcoming and being able to transition and being able to now share with the world is, it's not a small thing. And so people, you know, once y'all hear her music, y'all gonna be able to feel it all come through. Believe that. And we're gonna introduce this jam. It's called Hear Me, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
What can you tell us about how did this song come about?
I write songs all the time, and I heard this song. I was, you know, because I love hip hop, and I heard the song probably 6 months ago, and I was like, that it inspired me to just think of something, you know. And me, I'm always trying to bring wisdom to the forefront of anything I write. And when I heard it, I was just like, let me go on and just put something on it. Whether I'm spitting or whether I'm singing, I'm going to do something with this song because it's a classic. So it's over the Eminem, Jay-Z, Renegade beat, and I hope you like it.
Right here at B-Lock PDL Radio. Coming up, how can people get a hold of more of your music? Shoot out your contact info one more again for the people.
Well, what I have coming up is basically I'm working on a new video to one of the songs that I'm going to have on my EP that's coming out in September, late September. Be on the lookout for Wisdom Reborn, September 24th, 2011, Athena Renee. And my new video is Opinions and Lies. It's about them haters that's out there. You know, I had to address those first so I can go on and do what God intended for me to do.
Wow, nice. And shoot out your contact info. Well, you said AthenaRenee.com is the site, right?
Yes, yes. AthenaRenee.com is the site. And you can contact me, once again, AthenaRenee1@gmail.com. So remember, AthenaRenee.com, AthenaRenee.com. If you send me a message on that website, it'll come directly to my email, and we can chop it up afterwards. Just let me know.
Nice. Nice. We appreciate you again, and we will follow up with you. Make sure you reach out to us if we can do anything for the next single, for the next release. We'll help push it. We'll help put it out there for the people as much as we can on our end. We appreciate you. Want you to hang on the line right quick while we holler at the brother, while we holler at the brother from another. Yeah, Monroe, patiently waiting on the line. How you doing, sir?
I'm great, sir. How you doing?
Wonderful, man, wonderful. Glad you're here, brother. Glad you're taking time out to just bless the people, man, and let people know. Because I was like, man, once I found out everything that you got popping, man, and just soaked up some of your vibrations for a while, I said, yo, I'm going to be telling people about him for a minute.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be turning on a lot of people to what you got going on, brother.
Yes, man, yes, man. I'm glad to hear that, brother.
Introduce yourself to the people, man. Let them know who you are, Miguel Monroe, and what you do and how they can find out more about you.
All right. Well, you know, this is Miguel Moore. I'm a singer, R&B / soul with a little reggae funk in it. You can always get at me on the youtube.com/stingersinger or Miguel Moore. I'm also on Twitter. You can follow me, Miguel Moore. You can check me out on Facebook, Miguel Moore. Also, you could hit me up on the iTunes, check out Miguel Moore to get that EP and also to get that new single. You could hit the contact info at Marker Holding, 206-309-9111. You know, that's how you could get at me right now and also to check out my stuff, brother.
That's what it is. And you got to make sure you let them know it's Miguel, M-E-G-A-I-L.
Yes, sir.
They got to spell it right. That's right.
Yes,
yes.
It's a hard
to you know. Yes, sir. Get it right. You got an interesting sound, brother. Tell us a little bit about your experience at the Time to Shine showcase in Atlanta. How was that for you? What was the vibe like that night?
The vibe, I can't even lie to you, brother. The vibe was all right, you know. I came in, I was, how to put it, I needed to feel more in tune with the Atlantans, you know. Came down here, but to be honest, it was all right, man. I love the experience all the time because, you know, performing is what I love to do, to be honest with you. So that was cool.
That's cool. How many artists would you say that you got a chance to see that night?
I think it was 15, man. It was a big roster.
Yeah, see, I ask certain artist questions because I want people to know straight out the artist mouth that was there. It's a big deal, man. It's a lot of talent in the building and a lot of people that, you know, come from a lot of different places to actually network and to perform and to get their shine on and to sell products and so on and so forth. So it's a great look for people who may not know about it. Make sure you check it out. Time2shineatlanta.com. Get your artists involved. The labels and your companies involved. It's a great networking situation. Tell the people about where you're from, brother. Got involved in recording and performing music.
Okay, naturally, I'm from the island Jamaica. You know, I started actually. Come from a bloodline of singers. My father, singer, grandfather. So naturally, I came from singing. So it's been that ever since I hit my first tone at 8 years old. And follow through, go to school for vocal music. Just been continuously with music and live performance right now. So my journey is straight music, straight singing, and actually practicing to to do many transitions with my voice to towards all genre in a sense, you know.
So what kind of things do you have on the ground right now? Do you have anything out that people, you said iTunes joint is available. I know the song that we're going to share with the people is getting a lot of good response and getting a lot of good feedback.
Yeah,
take me back
to Afro. Right now.
Tell us about that song, man. Tell us how that whole concept came about, brother. And I guess what are you trying to get across there?
Okay, well, take me back to Afro. It's basically was a fantasy of mine. You know, just to see everybody walking with Afro, because, you know, I'm a person that respect naturalness, you know, people being themselves, which means, you know, in full intent of the word, you know, if your hair is puffing up in the air, growing up, then, you know, I love it, and if your hair growing down, I love it too, but I was just giving some respect towards the Afro, looking back on some Christy Love, some Pam Grier. You know, the whole puff period.
Some Athena Renee.
Yeah, Miss Athena, of course, big and beautiful.
Yes, sir.
That Afro puffing. She got a
yes.
voice, too. I got to give it up. Yes, yes. It's all about the Afro. Yeah, but Afro
that's
really
a strong,
is, you know,
that's a strong
self-awareness.
Song, brother. Yeah, it's just about self-awareness and self-love. That's a strong song, brother. It's got a lot of positive and strong lyrics. We're going to drop that. And, you know, that's a strong movement going on right now across the country and across the world, really. People getting back into, you know, their self, getting back into their natural self and you know, finally getting back into family and getting back into community. And that's what it really is about. That's what hip-hop is about. That's what our music is about, from reggae to whether it be reggae or whether it be spoken word. That's what it's really all about. And, the way you're doing, brother, we salute you and we appreciate the message that you are bringing. And, you know, it's great. An artist like you represents, as I was going through your YouTube and going through some of your internet stuff, you know, people really respond greatly. They appreciate greatly what you're doing. And for a lot of artists that I have on the show and that I run into different ways and different times of travels, I tell them, you know, how powerful the impact of positive messages, you know, love over hate, positive over negative, peace over war, you understand? And I tell them how powerful that is and how powerful that transcends. And you're a great example of that, an indie artist who's gained a lot of success on that route. Tell the audience some of your feedback that you've gotten, not just from that one song, but just from those kind of songs and your performances in general. What kind of things do people tell you, or what kind of feedback have you gotten from DJs and things like that?
Okay, well, the great feedback I got, to be honest with you, it's like I ended up in meet groups that, like, the Natural Hair Journey community, the Natural Hair community, they hit me up saying how they love that whole feel. I have people of all races, actually, that I was actually, to be honest with you, surprised how they respect it, because I guess self-awareness is known to be a respectful thing. Most of the feedback I got is they love the voice, they love the lyrics. You know, hoping to see me in a bigger venture and venue, you know? So it's all love. And I guess, you know, when you promote love, that's the main thing you expect to get back. You promote hate, you know, vice versa. So it's just love, to be honest with you. And, you know, I'm always proud of love and happy for it. So Afro is bringing love, you know, like Christy Love, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what it's about, brother. That's what it's about. And that love, like I said, it transcends and it helps people and it touches people where they're at in their lives. And that's what it's all about. And that's what it's going to be. I'm going to let the people listen to this song right here, man. It's called Take Me Back to the Afro by Miguel Moore. You said this is available on iTunes, right?
Yes, sir. And Amazon.
And Amazon, get it right. Check it on all your digital outlets. And I got your links and Athena's links up on the page so everybody can check out the YouTubes and go further in and then find out and keep up and follow up and support both of you extraordinary artists. This is the song Take Me Back to the Afro. Trust me, you're going to hear this, brother, a lot more. You're going to hear this song a lot more. But you're hearing it right now, Levi Fidel.
I'm crazy, 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 we were then. One peace, one love, and one anthem. When pride was in the equation, and dress code fixed our location. When our dreams were more than a rap star, and we cried for more. Afro situation, they see the here as a curse, not a mission. Well, if you're lost, follow my direction. Come, let me take you back to creation. Afro, Afro, that's how my ears grow. Afro is strong as the wind blows.
Show some respect to Block Talk Radio, Viva Fidel,
Gorilla Promotion, Mark Spear, Natural Hair Community, Move Legend, and all my supporters. And, of course, Time to Shine. Bless up.
Bless up. We'll be in touch. Peace.
All right. Guidance, brother.
Yo, it's your brother like none other, the one like Z to the I to the N, and you're tuned in to Revolutionary Radio with my comrade, Viva Fidel. Holla Black.